The sea cucumber fishery started up October 1st with a guideline harvest level of 1.5 million pounds. Divers had landed most of that by mid-November. Phil Doherty is executive director of the Southeast Alaska Regional Dive Fisheries Association. That's an industry group based in Ketchikan.
The good thing about the sea cucumber fishery so far is the divers have all been safe. We've actually had some pretty good weather during most of our openings in October, as I'm sure you realize that. So, no, it's been a good season for sea cucumbers.
The slow-moving, bottom-feeding sea creatures are shaped like their vegetable namesakes, and they're sold in Asian markets. They've fetched a strong price this year and saw good interest from the fleet in the early part of the season. Jan Rumble, Southeast Dive Fisheries Research Project Leader for Fish and Game, lists some of the numbers from this fall's fishery.
The harvest by week has steadily decreased from about 300,000 the first week to 61,000 pounds this past opening. The average price per pound for sea cucumbers was about $4, which is the second highest on record. And the participation by the divers dropped off during the season as well, 192 divers in the first opening, decreasing to 63 divers during the November 5th opening.
The guideline harvest levels for the various areas of Southeast are set based on stock assessment diving done by Fish and Game each summer. The department continues to report reduced numbers of cucumbers in some areas due to sea otter predation, and some areas did not open to fishing because of low numbers. The fleet had caught most of the overall guideline harvest level by the second week in November, and only a few areas remain open to fishing. Meanwhile, diving for geoduck clams opened up October 1st, with fishing one day a week in areas mostly around Ketchikan and Prince of Wales Island. The overall guideline harvest level for the large clams this year is 743,000 pounds. Fish and Game estimates the fleet had landed about 320,000 pounds by November 9th. Most of the 38 geoduck fishery areas in the region are opened on a two-year cycle, and clam stocks have also been impacted by sea otters. Fish and Game determines weekly openings of the various areas around the region based on results of testing clam samples for paralytic shellfish poisoning conducted by the state's Department of Environmental Conservation. Fish and Game's Rumble says geoduck prices started out about $6 a pound this season, but dropped to $3 a pound this month.
Worries that too much product was on the market, and then that was driving down the price. Industry tried to slow down the fishery, so they worked with us to slow it down and imposed trip limits to try to decrease the total harvest by week so they weren't flooding the market with geoducks. This was effective in reducing the harvest. The first week harvest was 70,000 pounds, and the most recent harvest was 35,000 pounds, and that's what industry wanted.
The fishery had a 700-pound trip limit in place in November, and Sardfas Doherty says that seems to be helping with the price.
The market seems to have been able to absorb that smaller amount of geoducks at a better rate, and the prices seem to be going up. Right now, divers have been between $5 and $6 a pound. We'll hope to get that up a little bit more toward $8, if not $10 a pound before the season's over.
Current prices are still well below what the fleet saw last year. Doherty says geoducks fetched about $15 a pound for a few weeks, and some clams sold for about $20 a pound last year. He says this year buyers in China have been a little bit more fickle, with a glut of clams from Washington State and British Columbia competing with Southeast Alaska's catch. The effort in that fishery has dropped off a little, with 53 divers starting out the season. That's down to 50 this month. Fish and Game planned no opening Thanksgiving week, but diving would reopen during the final week of the month. And with that slower rate of harvest, the fishery is expected to last through the winter. Meanwhile, there's one other dive fishery underway in Southeast, but very little interest in harvest of red sea urchins. The fleet had a guideline harvest level of 3.2 million pounds, but by the middle of this month, only 23,000 pounds of that had been harvested from 13 landings. A weak market for urchins has meant very little participation in that fishery. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.